Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I am a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide private adoption services throughout all of Michigan with offices that are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and the mid-Michigan Saginaw area. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it truly is our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly podcast to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, and the adoption community. So we're very grateful to you, our listener, for joining us today. As many of you know, we've been in the midst of the series Meet the Staff of Adoption Associates, and we are rounding out the end here with just a few more episodes to go before we return to our regular programming. And this has been just a great opportunity, really quick, under 15-minute snapshots of each of our staff. And today I'm excited to welcome to the podcast, Amy Jacobs. Amy, are you on the line?
I am. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking time out of your schedule to be with us. And we're excited to hear from you today, Amy. Would you mind starting just by telling us a little bit about your role and your work with the agency?
Sure. My title is Adoption Services Consultant, and I'm new to the Northern Michigan area. And my primary goal is to market and educate Northern Michigan that Adoption Associates is now in Northern Michigan, and also work with our birth mothers.
That's fantastic. And so you said that you're new. How long have you been with the agency?
About 6 weeks.
Awesome. So really new, which is we even more appreciate you coming on to the podcast today. A lot of people being new to a job, that's the last thing they want to do is go public and talk about their work. So thank you so much. On a more personal level, if we could shift gears for just a little bit, Amy, would you mind telling us a little bit about who you are outside of work?
Sure. I'm a mother. I have two wonderful teenage children. I love living in Northern Michigan. Northern Michigan is a wonderful area. I love to enjoy the outdoors. I am fortunate enough to live next to a very beautiful lake, the fourth largest lake in Michigan, Burt Lake, and it's absolutely beautiful. So in the summer times in Northern Michigan, as maybe some of you know, is absolutely stunning. So I really like to spend my time, gardening, spending time on the water, spending time kayaking and doing yoga, and hopefully starting a community garden in the Indian River area soon.
Nice. Really nice. Thanks for that. What was the draw for you, Amy, in terms of the field of adoption? What is it that led you, I guess, to joining the staff of Adoption Associates?
Oh, I was very lucky by having two beautiful children. And I have come to know a few families that were not as fortunate as I was to have children of their own. And watching them go through the adoption process was quite rewarding, and how happy it was for them and their family and friends to see their family grow. And having that opportunity to offer that similar blessing to others really appealed to me. And being a part of that is a beautiful thing. And also, knowing that I can give birth mothers a peace of mind that their child will be going to a loving family.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blessing.
And, I was going to ask you what your favorite thing about your work or your role in adoption is, but maybe slightly challenging for you to answer that given that you're still so new, but I know that you've jumped right in and you've rolled your sleeves up and you've participated in a lot of different meetings and in-services and such that the agency holds. And so for where you're at now with the agency, what is it that you think is going to be your favorite thing or so far that you have found that you're really excited about?
It's really getting the word out about adoption in Northern Michigan. Northern Michigan has a bunch of small towns, and Sometimes it's difficult for people to get to know their community agencies. And so by me going out there and educating the community, working with our community agencies and letting them know that Adoption Associates is now available in Northern Michigan is really exciting. It's great to walk into these community agencies and schools and just talking with members of the community and saying, hey, this is an option for us. You want to expand your family? Great. We can help you do that. We can offer more blessings to your family. And it's been a lot of fun. Every day I'm enjoying working more and more with the community and letting them know that we are available and adoption is a wonderful option for many people.
Absolutely. And I imagine you're meeting a lot of different people in different positions and different organizations. And this is maybe a resource that they just haven't been connected with in terms of private adoption. Has that been what you found?
Yes, that's exactly what I've been finding, is that they thought they'd have to go to a bigger city to expand their family, or if a birth mother is in a situation where she feels it's best to give her child to a loving family, that there is an option available, and it's a true gift of love for the birth mother and the adoptive family, and it's very exciting that everyone is excited to hear about these options.
Mm-hmm. Other than the fact that this our agency and this resource is seemingly new to your community, is there something else that you have found that people in your area are surprised to know or learn, not necessarily about Adoption Associates, but also about the work of adoption, about the choice that women have before them to make an adoption plan? Anything that you're finding that is surprising to people in regards to that?
I haven't found a lot of surprising reactions to that as of yet because I have been so new. But you know what? I have been surprised that people find out, like, well, how do you talk to these people? How do you find them? And it's interesting that we can text our birth mothers. And texting has just been a really great way to communicate. And in this new world of technology, they find it just shocking. What? I mean, you have people text you? Like, yeah, that's really what we do. And that's actually what I've been, people are most surprised to hear about that. Oh my gosh, I can text you. I can get information via text. I thought that was pretty funny.
Sure. And, you know, hopefully we don't date ourselves too much here, but I mean, as a staff, we've even come to say, okay, our clients are more tech savvy than we are, or at least they
were
catching up to that world. And we do find a tremendous number of women that are finding us through the web and locating Adoption Associates and then reaching out through the chat feature that you're referencing. So I think that's fantastic. And I think you're right. A lot of people are really surprised about that, but we sometimes learn from our clients and that's okay too.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so, you know, we've said it already, but in your short time with Adoption Associates, I'm interested also in hearing what your time has been like in terms of a staff member of our agency, and then maybe any particular things that you're looking forward to going into the future.
You know, when I first started with Adoption Associates, of course, like any new employee, you're a little nervous, and I have never been so welcomed into a new organization like I have been with Adoption Associates. The feedback that I've received and the amount of help that has been offered and the amount of care and compassion that the employees have at Adoption Associates is truly remarkable. It's rare to see that in a lot of organizations, and I have been really, really impressed. And I'm really looking forward to learning more and working more with everybody at Adoption Associates. And it's a very warm, loving family. I mean, it's not just employees that were coworkers. We are truly a family, and we really care about our birth mothers and our adoptive families and making sure everybody is happy and making the process of transition a very smooth one and very loving. And I think that was pretty impressive. It exceeded my expectations by far.
Oh, that's fantastic to hear. And I really couldn't have said that better myself. I think that I agree with you 100%. And my time with the agency as well, we are a family, and that's something that we take pride in. And the work that we do is such important work, and our clients, mm-hmm. both birth families and adoptive families, really let us into their lives in a really personal way. And so our work is quite meaningful, and we share that commonality amongst our staff too. So we
Very
are super
so.
Excited to have you on our staff, Amy, and know that you're going to do a fantastic job in Northern Michigan. Before we conclude, I was wondering if there was anything in particular looking forward for you as you continue to kind of establish your roots with the agency and in your area for adoption, if there was something you might want to speak to that you're especially excited for.
I'm really excited to get the word out regarding, you know, the new safe delivery laws to some of our local community service members, you know, our police departments and our hospitals. I know some of them are aware of it, but do they really know the ins and outs of how that's going to go through, and how it is a really great safe option for women if this something happens unexpectedly and they find themselves in a position where they don't know what to do, and this is an option for them. So educating our community service people about that is very exciting. I'm looking forward to educating them on that.
Awesome. And for our listeners, that this point that Amy's making is an excellent one, because one of the things that Adoption Associates believes strongly in is education. And we do a lot of in-service trainings for a lot of different groups of professionals, crisis pregnancy centers, hospital staff, OB doctor's offices. So if you know of someone who may be interested, certainly reach out to us. This is just a service that we offer pro bono to our communities. So we'd love to connect with you if that's a need for your particular group. Amy, thank you so much for today. We really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, Jennifer. It's been a pleasure working with you. I look forward to more.
And we do too. For those of you that are listening, remember that Adoption Focus Podcast is live on Tuesdays at 11. We have two more episodes. So we'll be pushing into December. We've been doing this program since late spring, early summer, and we're rounding out with our two new, also new employees in our Mid-Michigan office. So we do hope that you tune into that, and then we'll be planning into January to resume our regular programming on a variety of adoption topics. If you have thoughts or ideas, a topic that would be interesting to you, our listener, please give us a call. I'd love to hear from you about that, and we'll set those podcasts up. You can connect with Adoption Associates in a variety of ways. You can certainly call us at 800-677-2367. You can also visit us on the web at adoptionassociates.net. We are also Facebook, Twitter, Instagram friendly, so connect with us those ways as well. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a great day. Bye-bye.